What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for April 5th, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash producer, Nick Scott.
I don't know how you remember all that.
Remember what?
I don't even know what day today is.
I look right at the I look at the clock every time and
you're
then I go
so
up.
You're so smart.
And then it threw me.
It's March 5th. It's not.
Then it threw me because I thought today, Wing Wings, of course, where I get all my breaking news.
Right.
They put on Instagram, maybe Twitter, a little image that was all the Muni passes laid out, and it was for April 15th, and then being 415 day. And I get that because San Francisco, the area code 415.
415, yeah.
So after I said
cool, great,
April 5th, I said, wait a second, what's wrong with Wing Wings? And probably just high as usual.
Probably.
Good at San Francisco institution.
There you go.
Now, Kevin, I'm going to need Nick's one. Who's hurting you? Who is doing this to you? What is in this too? Is this Sean Pitts?
No, this is neither of those people. Sean Pitts was there last night, but that was just, we did takedowns last night. And whenever you do takedowns, you're just gonna get
Sean Pitts.
Up.
If he comes in looking like this again, you have to deal with me. All right? And Kevin, Big Dog, are they have to deal with you?
Kevin is not gonna.
What?
He doesn't care about me.
Are they gonna have to deal with you, Kevin?
No, I don't care about Nick.
Okay, well that's upsetting.
Sexual harassment.
What?
You're going to sexually harass me?
No, I'm saying he sexually harassed. Why is this so off?
You're saying he sexually harassed you.
Constantly.
I don't think there's any evidence of that ever.
I think if it's constant, it's okay. If it's every once in a while, then that's real. But if it's just me constantly sexually harassing you, I think it's fine, Kevin. I don't have any.
The thing about Kevin is he gives as good as he gets.
He really does.
You know
does.
What I mean? He gives as good as he gets with the sexual harassment.
That's the thing. I get mixed signals from him. Because every once in a while, he uses the word no. But then he'll just rub himself against me.
You do rub yourself on all of us. Now, don't act
it's
like
true.
That doesn't happen, Kevin.
It's true.
Because Nick says I'm required to.
Damn it. He's got us dead to rights on this sexual harassment.
He really
damn
does.
Does he have the contract you made him sign?
The thing is, he's been building. Well, it was like a sex slave contract. Is that not right? Am I supposed to do that?
We call them concubines. Concubines.
He's my Peruvian concubine.
Yeah.
I don't like any of this.
If you didn't know, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping into the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach into the internet, grab a video game, toss it.
Thrust it at you.
To one of you. Thrust it at one of your faces in a long, bulbous, throbbing code.
Right.
Then we jump in and answer your question, comments, and concerns. We need to figure this out, Kevin.
What do we need to figure out? What?
If you remember, and I know you do, Batman 1960s TV show, Adam West, Burt Ward, right?
Right.
You remember this?
Are you talking about the 89 movies?
You know what? Just shut down your mic. Shut down your mic and just listen to the idea you're going to have to come up with and fix, all right? I'll tell Nick about it.
Okay.
My favorite thing about Batman 1960s was Batgirl, of course.
Sure.
And I loved in the intro, you knew it would be a Batgirl episode if Batgirl rode by on the bike.
On the bike, yeah.
So we need to do it, Kevin. You need to figure this out somehow to have a barbecue grill roll by in the morning show intro when we know it's going to be a barbecue show. Today's a barbecue show. We're barbecuing ribs today and chicken.
I mean,
that's easy. I can do that.
Yeah, that's super easy.
We need to have Zach make a little thing that looks like a barbecue.
Have you guys seen...
Or we can just clip out a picture of our barbecue. Or we can just take a picture of our barbecue and clip that out.
Have you guys seen the Burning Barbecue logo that someone made?
Yes, I did like that one.
I love that. Should we sell it as a shirt?
We should sell it as a shirt, but as usual, Tim won't allow us to sell shirts anymore.
Tim doesn't like fun?
Tim doesn't like money or fun?
He likes money, but he doesn't like fun. And he's basically a suit that doesn't wear a suit because he doesn't want to get in a suit.
He is a suit.
He's such a suit. Damn suit.
That's a great point. When I think of Entourage and when they'd all yell, suit that guy, definitely
Tim's
not
definitely
Tim.
A suit.
Also, I want to compliment Kevin on whatever he did to the cameras because I look tan and I am not. But I look tan for Greg Miller in this.
You definitely do not. You do not look tan.
I look very tan.
Both of us look like we're vampires who haven't seen the sun in 200 years. I just want you to know that. That's what happens when you live in Northern California.
Yeah.
You live in SoCal, you look like a Mediterranean god. You're up here, you look like you died 2 days ago and no one told you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Inside. Look at me. Give me the one again. Look at how sad this is.
But you look great. I was just actually looking at the cameras.
But compared to me, look how tan you are.
No.
I don't know why
the same color.
Ah!
Wait. Can I do this quickly?
Dun, 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 dun.
There you go. Now you can really compare the colors.
Hold on. You're moving? Or
let's say the same word. Let's read this first story together, the first headline, and see if we can make this work. Ready?
Okay, hold on. Well, I want to line our faces up just perfectly.
Good. Ready?
All right, ready?
One, two, three.
Atlas threatens to go after people who stream too far into Persona 5.
There's your thumbnail for today, ladies and gentlemen.
We have a Persona rock block of news to start with. Number one is a bad story. Number two will be a good story. Over at Kotaku, Jason Schreier reports Atlas threatens to go after people who stream too far into Persona 5. Persona 5 is a chill game, so it's only fitting that the developers of Atlas would have no chill whatsoever, openly threatening content claims and strikes for anyone who streams too far into the story. Today on their website, Atlas USA posted a note to streamers asking everyone to refrain from spoiling Persona 5 and to avoid posting too many plot-heavy videos. They also slipped in this nugget. Quote, "This being a Japanese title with a single playthrough story means our masters in Japan are very wary about it. Sharing is currently blocked through the narrative of PS4 UI. However, if you do plan on streaming, video guidelines above apply except length. If you decide to stream past 7-7, that June 7th in the game, I highly recommend not doing this. You have been warned. You do so at the risk of being issued a content ID claim, or worse, a channel strike slash account suspension. That being said, Persona 5 is a super special case for us, and we're in ongoing discussions about how our policies may evolve in the future. Thanks for reading, and good luck in the metaverse." Jason picks back up. By 7-7, Atlas is referring to July 7th in the calendar for Persona 5 school year, which begins in April. Essentially, they're asking streamers not to stop playing once they've gotten through about a third of the game. Insanely, Atlas has also decided to block Persona 5's sharing features on PlayStation 4. It should be noted that these policies undoubtedly come from Atlas's main headquarters in Japan, parentheses, rather than Atlas UA, where developers can be a little sensitive when it comes to spoilers and streaming in general, parentheses, see Nintendo. It is also, as the kids might say, resoundingly unchill. What a stupid fucking thing to do.
Is it?
How can you ruin all of this goodwill you have in Persona 5? How amazing Persona 5 is. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm, 17 hours in. I'm fucking over the moon with it. I don't want to do anything but play it. Obviously, it's Persona. When I got it and started playing it, it would do this whole thing. The game starts, you know, you're blocked from streaming the screen. Not that I'm trying to, but it warns you right away. I was like, all right, no big deal. And then every trophy that pops, it immediately says, can't take a screenshot here. Can't. And I was like, oh, is this some kind of thing they put into the firmware or this version of the game to make sure I can't leak it out early? Then to get here and know that, no, that's the whole way that you can't do it. I'm like, all right, dumb to block the streaming feature from your PlayStation 4.
Right.
Especially because there are so many amazing, Persona 5 is so fucking beautiful. There's so many great screenshots I'd love to grab and like use as backgrounds on my computer, sure, wherever I want to do them. Great things there. But to do this and then have it be there, I'm like, all right, well, that's stupid, but whatever. If you're a hardcore streamer, and most hardcore streamers aren't using the PlayStation 4 built-in functionality, I'm like, all right, you're going to go through and do this. Now to come out and like threaten people about putting your game, I'm like, get over yourself. The game's been out in Japan. If I really want, it's been out in Japan for forever. People know the ending if they want to know the ending. And if they want to go into comments and shout out the ending and ruin it for people, they're going to do that.
Right.
All the people who are in... I'm playing Persona because I love Persona. I'm not playing Persona because I'm really interested to see what the final boss battle is going to be.
Right.
If I wanted that, I could just go watch that. I wouldn't sit there for 90 hours and go through this and collect Personas and merge Personas and try to figure out what the best roster is going to be and who I want to spend time with and how to build up these relationships. Totally fucking... What a tone-deaf, stupid fucking decision from them. Can't get over how much they're fucking this up.
Interesting.
And I hope that you have to imagine this is going to be dialed back, toot sweet. You know what I mean? Like, because I caught this today. This was posted yesterday, but I caught it today over on Kotaku because they had a follow-up of streamers reacting and bitching about this, basically. And I got back to the other article. What a dumb fucking thing. Like, why would you worry about this? Like, why would you... This is... Every video game has a story that somebody needs to worry about. You can't stop it once it's out there. You're going to go after John Q streamer. What about the person who doesn't check Atlas's website? What about the person who just likes to stream games and put stuff out there and enjoy it? Like, get over yourself. Somebody's got to fucking get them in check.
Yeah, it's that same kind of old school thinking, and I understand where it comes from, but it's just unfortunately the technology and the world has progressed beyond that at this point.
Yeah.
And a lot of these older companies, especially Japanese companies, just need to kind of, I don't want to say get with the times, but they have to.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
This is just the world we live in now.
Yeah, and that, I mean, what I just don't understand, like, are they so tone deaf that they think, I'm a Persona fan and I'm on the fence. So rather than play this 90-hour JRPG, 100-hour JRPG, 120-hour, however much you want to put into a JRPG, I'm going to go watch a streamer play it. Like, that's not how this works.
Right.
For the most part, streams are, hey, you're going to be there for community like you are with us all the time, or hey, I am interested in this game, I'll watch it for a bit, okay, I'll buy it.
Cool, yeah.
Like, that kind of thing. Or, no, it's not for me, or whatever.
But also, the second you get into a stream, it's not like, you know, you're going to be like, hey, where is he at in the game? I'm like, oh, this is the final boss. Oh, shit, okay, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't watch the rest of this.
Now, this is an interesting question here, and I don't think it is, I don't want to get too into the weeds on it, right? But Metal M Maniac says, Greg, is this why the former PR guy left there? Because get out before this unpopular decision. I highly doubt this is the reason why, but I think this shows, again, the kind of company Atlas is, and I can only imagine working at Atlas, having to shoot emails to Japan, somebody's translating them, it gets up the chain, slowly comes back to you.
Right.
And like find out that they're making a decision like this and they're not listening to you. About, like, no, you need to understand where games are in the West, what we're doing over here and how this all works. Fucking stupid. Yeah. I don't like this at all.
Sorry about
not
that.
Not a big fan at all.
I know it's putting a damper on your favorite game these days.
It really isn't, because I wasn't going to stream that much of it anyway. But I'll tell you what's not putting on my damper. Here it is. Persona 5 Collector's Edition came. Came late. It was supposed to be here yesterday. Now, it's that bullshit as usual, Nick.
Yes.
Where Amazon's like, oh, it'll be there before 8. And it's like, all right, cool. And then it gets here at like 6:30. Like, I'm not sitting in the office till 6:30. Now, granted, I've had the game for months. That doesn't matter. But I got all this stuff. Kevin, you want to give me Skycam?
Woo.
Take your heart edition here.
Look at that.
Now, there's a lot of exciting things in here, Nick.
It's a big box.
It is a big box. A lot of exciting things in this Take Your Heart edition.
Is there some sort of, this is like a Blu-ray? Is there, what's
that's the game. That's
cool.
The game.
There's, what's this cool case?
That is a bag. Now, we're going to get to that in a second. Don't spoil it. You come over here, look at this stuff. You got the bag.
Yeah.
You got Morgana.
Okay.
I'm a very big Morgana fan, of course, now that I know. This is the thing about Morgana. Everybody beforehand, they're trying to sell me early, and you know how much I love Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to jump in to this Morgana right away. I need to get into the
Why
game
would you?
And
that's,
understand
that's
Morgana.
Stupid.
And now that I'm
I
there,
wouldn't expect you to.
Exactly. Now that I'm there with Morgana, I'm like, all right, cool. Now I am there. Because remember, they were giving away the Morgana hats at E3.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I got mine.
I distinctly remember that.
Then a kind of funny best friend wanted it for her daughter, and I met her at a Starbucks here in San Francisco and gave it to her.
That's nice of you.
That's what I do.
So do you get? Are you ever gonna get that hat back? Or
no, I don't. What am I gonna? I don't wear hats.
It's true.
Hats are for people who like hats and people who have cancer. And I don't like hats, and I don't have cancer anymore.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Might still be.
That's like the thing. I can't wear hats because it's super depressing.
Because
it reminds me of when I had cancer.
Yeah.
Now look at this thing. Look at this box. Feel this box.
I'm going bald.
Feel this box.
Feels like a box. Really good box, though.
Yeah, but this is better than most collector edition boxes.
No, I like it a lot.
Got everybody over here. I've met some of these characters. They're not on my team yet. I'll be honest. Not on my team yet. 15 hours.
Okay.
These guys all on my team.
What's this character?
That's Morgana the cat.
What's this one?
Ryu. This is the problem. Is like it's like when I met Yosuke the first time in Persona 4. You remember Yosuke? Yeah,
absolutely.
How hard it was to pronounce Yosuke for a long time.
Yosuke.
I'm still right there. Where it's like, I start calling them by their code names, right? Joker, Panther.
Okay.
Like it's easier to do that. Can you just not bring your phone in? Like,
I'm sorry.
Who's gonna call you right
I'm
now?
I'm sorry.
Who's gonna call? Is the president of these United States gonna call you?
If Donald Trump called me right now, that would be arguably one of the best and worst days of my life. That would be amazing. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I would have to be like, Donald, I've never made a joke about you before. I'm a huge supporter, but in reality, I'm not. So I don't know what
so
I would do.
So you would lie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd
you
have
just
to.
Lie?
I'd want to be cool. I'd want to be cool.
Very small.
How do you wear this hat? I don't understand.
You don't, it's not, that's not the
Does
hat.
Does it go like this? Does it sit like this in your head? And then it just rides you? Like you're its dragon.
It was a different hat.
You look like right now, he looks like Atreyu, and you look like the big dog thing that flies in the Neverending Story.
Now, everybody's saying they're spelling out Ryuji's name. I'm saying I can't pronounce it. Ryuji? Ryuji?
Where is it? I'll pronounce it. You're terrible.
I am. Well, you didn't have to say I'm terrible,
it's
but
Ryuji.
Yes, I struggle.
Sakamoto. You know what? The funniest thing, and I used to notice this about you
How many spoilers
all the time, but I never actually said anything, was that that is your Achilles heel. You cannot say Japanese names unless you rehearse them multiple times.
Yep.
When you used to try to say Shigeru Miyamoto, you would just be like, Miyamoto.
No, what you're thinking of is...
Which one was it?
Yoshinori. Yoshinori from Capcom. Remember, I would just call him the Yosh.
The Yosh.
Because I was like, I can't, and it's up at noon, even bother to jump through and do that right now. You know what I mean? I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it right there.
Yeah.
Art book here. Very excited. Andrew Goldfarb coming
Thank
in
you.
Today.
Thank
Andrew
you.
Goldfarb coming in to record the games cast with Tim and I.
That's fun.
We're going to talk about Persona, I'm sure, at
Does
length.
He know you still have that doormat with his face on it?
Yeah, he gave that to me.
Cool. Okay.
That's there. Here's Persona 5 Steelbook case. Kevin, you want to give me Skycam?
Ooh.
If you're one of these people who still likes the physical media.
Look at that. What are you going to do with this? You going to put it on your desk at home?
Don't tell anybody. I'm going to give it away on the show today.
I figured that. Because the thing is, you've turned into one of those people like me where you're just like, I don't need all this physical stuff.
I mean, I've been that kind of person. Well, I mean, now, Grant, here's the thing. To point out my... this is the soundtrack. To point out my... And I don't even have a CD player anymore. To point out where we are with you and the ethics and everything else. I bought this. This isn't a thing from Atlas.
Okay.
I bought this with my own money back in the day.
Can I open this?
Yeah, sure.
So you bought it and now you're like, I've already played it. I'm kind of over it. I don't need this anymore.
No, I mean, I'm just saying I don't, I want, so here's the thing. Here's where it gets interesting, everybody. All right? is the fact that this is the bag Joker runs around with, right, in the game.
Right.
It's a school bag. They all have the same school bag.
So you want to keep this bag, is what you're saying.
What they do with the, yeah, of course. What they do in the bag, though, is when we're in the real world,
yeah.
Morgana looks like this when we go to the palaces, you know what
right.
I mean? When
right.
we go to the metaverse. When we come into the real world, Morgana's just a cat. Morgana is with you all the time in the bag. So you know who's going in this fucking bag for photos.
40.
Portillo the wiener dog. We're going to get home, shove my elderly wiener dog in this bag,
yeah, you are.
Take all sorts of
He'll
photos
fit
of
just
him.
Perfectly.
He right. will. It'll be perfect. And I just threw away his other bag, so it's good. Because there's a lot of blood and pee in it.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's really
is there
gross.
Really blood in it?
Yeah.
I imagine that's exactly like Kevin's bed.
Yeah.
Kevin, give me the one real quick, please. Greg's one.
No. You gonna keep saying horrible things?
No.
He hasn't said anything horrible yet.
He said my bed was full of blood and pee.
That sounds like something that doesn't
sound
right.
Does that just sound accurate?
That doesn't sound right.
Give me the what? Scooch down.
What do you want me to do? I don't know
Never
what you're doing.
Never ending story.
Oh,
I don't. You're pretty heavy guy.
I only know the Family Guy references too. I've seen Never Ending Story. I get the reference. I just don't remember it well. So there you go. So as I said, I want the bag. I want the Morgana. The art book. I can take it or leave it. I want it today for when I'm talking at Goldfarb, because it'll be good reference material
sure.
to page through and talk about it. But after that, I might toss it into the prize box here.
So Goldfarb's big into Persona?
Oh my god.
Is he just like crazy into
Persona? Dude, this kid's insane about Persona. I can't wait to talk to him about it. Because I was talking about this yesterday on this show, I think, maybe? Maybe on one of the other shows. It's just a fun changing of the guard kind of thing.
Sure.
I was like, I reviewed Persona 4, so I was like way in the weeds about it, and then he got it afterwards and got super obsessed with it.
Got it.
And so like now he's way upset. He's platinum Japanese and American versions of Persona 5. He platinum the version that's in Japanese.
How the hell did he do that?
I can't wait to talk to him more about it.
He's like, I learned Japanese just to platinum this game, and then immediately forgot it all.
So.
Good for him.
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we give away one video game, a code that I toss out to you. We do it and tell you that's sponsored by somebody. And what I like to do is when there's two sponsors, give away two video games for you. So what I want to do is tell you that I'm going to give away Persona 5 Steelbook Edition, Persona 5 Soundtrack, maybe the art book, depending on when we pack this up and Kevin chips it out. Probably the art book too. What we're going to do is pull it. Of course, there's four ways to win prizes here. Be in the Twitch chat like you are right now. If you're one of the people watching on youtube.com/kindoffunny or listening on a podcast service of your choice, you have three additional ways to win. You can do it too if you're in the Twitch chat. Subscribe to us on Twitch. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you have a free sub, give it away or lose it. That gets you the logos next to your name, cool emotes, private chat time with us. But more importantly for this thing, enters you to win every prize giveaway we ever do. Or you can support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give us $2 or more, you are entered in to win anything we ever give away. So, this first giveaway is brought to you by Blue Apron. Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Nick?
Yes.
You know me from hashtag cooking with Greggy on Instagram. I love to cook.
I do.
Yeah, Blue Apron was a big part of that. My mom got it for me back in the day. I did make a lot of great meals with it. Still use that. There are little worksheets that you get because they send you all the pre-portioned ingredients. You just make it. It's super simple. Trevor Starkey's doing it right now. You can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/KFMS for the Kind of Funny Morning Show. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/KFMS. Random number generator says that Persona 5 Steelbook Edition and Persona 5 Soundtrack are going to someone in the chat. Which now means I have to open up. I have to zoom out for some reason because I'm super zoomed in. Get me out of there. There we go. And then I got to go over here. I got to say, let's see who in here. And then it's going to do it, right? Can you stop tweeting? Can you be present with me?
Look.
Barb's wearing your shirt. Congratulations.
It's fantastic.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I've made it. Okay, you made it a little long time ago, a million square. I'm still trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents over here. Do you understand that?
No.
Barb wearing my shirt, huge deal for me. Huge deal for me. Okay?
You won Persona 5.
Sometimes,
what's
Kevin, he just stops listening to me,
mailing,
which I appreciate because I do the same thing to you.
Underscore Joe in the Twitch chat, you have won Persona 5 Steelbook, Persona 5 Soundtrack, maybe the Persona 5 Art Book. If we get there. So congratulations to you. Thank you, Ron_Joe. Thank you all for hanging out, supporting us. And now let's get back into the news. you need to know about.
This whole, the new Twitter, how they have the replies now is tripping me out.
It takes a while to get used to.
I like it. It makes sense. It's smarter. It's more economical. Like, it gives you more space. But it's tripping me out.
Okay. All out.
Thank you.
Our second story comes from PlayStation Blog. Marvel Heroes Omega coming to PS4 this spring. Kevin, can we watch the trailer? I think it pretty much says everything. Marvel Heroes, that MMORPG, PC action RPG, whatever the hell you want to call it. It was on PC forever, and every time they came by up at noon, every time they've come to this show, or this kind of funny business, I ask them, when are you fucking bringing it to PS4? They're finally bringing it to PS4. They've announced it today. It's coming this spring. Kevin, can we watch the trailer? Mm-hmm.
We have to watch it this time.
Kevin, can we watch the trailer?
What fools these mortals be. Loki's word will soon be law.
Loki.
Get
it.
Empower! You will kneel before me.
Mufasa's on.
Just you and me, one-on-one. What do you say?
Nolan North.
I am losing my patience.
On behalf of the galaxy, I'm calling you out.
Where shall I start?
Things are about to get loud!
Those top sirens aren't part of the
game. Hail this!
Never return here!
Hail this! I live for this man!
Free to play?
Cool!
On behalf of everyone at Gazillion, I'm excited to share news that we're bringing Marvel Heroes Omega to PS4 this spring. So what is Marvel Heroes Omega? Marvel Heroes Omega doesn't really fall into typical genre categories. It draws inspiration from both action RPGs and MMOs, making it a truly unique blend of non-stop action and near limitless progression. If you've got a favorite Marvel superhero, there's a good chance to be able to play as him or her in Marvel Heroes Omega. Lovers of loot can also expect this, blah, 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 blah. Will you play this with me, Nick? Because here's the thing.
Absolutely.
I loved Marvel Heroes. I'd go through spurts. Play a whole bunch of it, then not play that much. Then play a whole bunch of it, then not play that much. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's like a Diablo. Mm-hmm. It's like X-Men Legends. Remember these games where you run through isometric view, beat the shit out of things, you get all this power, then you go do stuff with it. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. You get your heroes. Now here's the thing. Mm-hmm. They're gonna do this free-to-play business with you.
Sure.
But they'll only get some heroes. Then you have to buy or unlock with in-game currency other heroes. What do you got for me?
We have arguably what is one of the best Let's Play is going live shortly.
Peacock.
That you and I have ever done.
Yeah.
Now, I think the reason why that was so good was because we put a lot of energy into
it. I love where this is going.
So, I think this is yet another opportunity for the Miller Scarpino duo to dress up like superheroes and play this.
I like it. Yes, if you haven't seen the B-Cop Let's Play, because it accidentally went live this morning when it isn't supposed to be, because Andy's going to try to edit it and to be even funnier. B-Cop, one of the best Let's Plays we've ever done. The people who saw it when it wasn't supposed to be live said the same thing.
Good.
We're excited to see if Andy can tighten it up. I want to let him try, and if not, you'll just get the same Let's Play. We dressed, though, as cops.
Yeah.
And we did it in character. So I'm 1,000% down to do this. Now, the thing about this is I'm going to play as Spider-Gwen. So I'll have to get a Spider-Gwen costume.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
Okay, okay.
I'll play as probably Wolverine if I can.
Okay.
So I'll probably have to get a Wolverine costume.
Sure, I mean, these are expenses we have to make.
We
have to be in character as we play.
The thing is this, the Spider-Gwen and Wolverine costume, we'll get a lot of mileage out of these. It's not like we're only going to wear this once. Imagine how many times Kevin's going to sneak in and dress up like Wolverine and then have Paula come over. It's going to be fantastic. She's going to be his Jean Grey.
Okay.
He's going to be the Wolverine, the Peruvian Wolverine.
The Peruvian Wolverine?
Yeah.
Kevin actually would be a really good Wolverine.
I know. When we throw out ideas for Halloween, we say we all want to be the X-Men. Kevin is definitely the Wolverine of the group.
I'd also make a great Puck.
A great Puck? Puck from A Midsummer Night's Dream?
No.
A Puck like in a hockey game?
No.
A Puck like one of those round things that you
want to have. The X-Men character.
Like Puck from San Francisco Real World.
I hate you guys.
What about Pedro?
So my man is Pedro. Much.
Who is Puck? I've never heard of Puck.
The next X-Men character.
Is he?
Yeah.
Morph.
I would need Morph for sure. People are like, what the fuck is this guy? This guy's been in any of the movies. Morph.
Titan Matrix says we're all thinking, holy crap, a Puck reference. Good job, Kevin.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Good job on that.
Oh, I know Puck. Okay, you would make a fucking awesome Puck.
Yeah, I know.
But you're more, and this isn't an insult, you are more the comic book Wolverine.
You are. You are.
This is what comic book Girl 19 was arguing for when she's like, I want Bob Hoskins to be Wolverine.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
That would be you, Kevin. Our little Wolverine tearing everything up. Would you like that, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down.
So you're going to be Spider-Gwen. But she wasn't... Was she ever an X-Men?
No, this is an X-Men.
It's Marvel. That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Marvel.
No, it's all the heroes except for the ones I probably don't want to put in movies and shit like that.
Fair enough. So Tim asked if he's dressed up as Spider-Man then.
Sure.
I think he has a Spider-Man costume.
From Up at Noon.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Does he still have that one?
I don't know. How much did we steal from IGN when we left? I'm not sure.
He has his own.
Does he?
Like, he bought one separately.
Well, I know Cool Greg has one, right? Could Cool Greg
that one was Spider-Man? That one was the one from IGN. He looked great in that, by the way.
He did look really good.
We need to get Cool Greg.
That was a few hundred pounds ago, though.
Well, that was Greg, though. Cool Greg hasn't gained or lost weight.
When was Cool Greg Spider-Man at IGN?
So he wasn't at IGN. So Carl's Jr. had a special going on with one of the Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm. So if you came in a Spider-Man costume, you got, what was it?
Oh.
You got a free sandwich.
So they just went around and got free sandwiches.
So we drove to every Carl's Jr. and got hella free sandwiches.
For no reason.
Yeah, did you eat them all or did you put them in the freeze?
No, we ate them all. We gave some away to friends.
Well, I'm excited because this makes a lot of sense. That this is a game that's easy enough for you to pick up and I think actually get into.
Yeah, I'd be into it.
And then the fact now that it is multiplayer.
Yeah.
And the fact that we got Andy to make cool Let's Plays.
I think this is going to be fun. All right. I mean, are we opening this up? Is it a whole group thing? Is it a four-player thing?
Yeah.
Do we need to have four people sitting
at this
table?
We don't need four people. We could have four people.
Okay.
What's the most we can have?
Chat, let me know. I don't remember. I never did the raids. They have raids. But I never did them. I think maybe that must be 8 player.
I really feel like this is... When does this come out? Is it free now?
Spring,
okay.
Yeah.
We need to plan for this. This needs to be an amazing Let's Play.
Okay.
Where Kevin dresses as the Wolverine. You dress as Spider-Gwen. I will pick another iconic Marvel character. Probably Star-Lord. Because that's just super easy.
Sure.
although he doesn't have a beard, and I just refuse to. Who has a beard in the universe?
You should...
Beard X-Men.
You should be the Dark Phoenix.
Thor? Yeah, I guess it could be Thor. That could be fun. It just immediately came out with Wolverine again. God, look at those fucking arms.
The LG59 says, when does the first Andy edited video go live if one hasn't already? TBD.
Shortly.
He's taking a pass at Beat Cop to see if he can cut out some of me just clicking around being drunk. I can't wait to get over this fucking congestion.
You have a whole season.
I think I'm fighting a cold. I don't think it's a Zyrtec problem. I think it's cold.
No? Okay.
Can you do me a favor and just turn the fan away from me?
Do you want a little bit too much information?
Yeah.
This morning, here's a true story about Greg Miller, everybody. Greg Miller cannot hawk a loogie.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do the whole, like, make that noise, spit it, do whatever. I'm fine.
You can turn it off. I don't need it. But
there comes points in my life where it's like right now, where I'm hacking and coughing. It's because they got the post-nasal drip, the phlegm all in there, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so, today I walked in the bathroom and it was right there and I'm like, I gotta do it. Because I've tried to force myself to do it before. I've tried to force myself to hawk the loogie to get the phlegm out, you know what I mean? And so I did all the noise and stuff, ended up puking a little bit in the sink.
You're such a special.
Just can't do it. Just can't do it. It grosses me out. The idea of it, the sound of it.
You're taking some phlegm from your throat and trying to throw it up, basically, so.
Can't do it.
You're
like
almost
that.
There. Someone brought up a salient point in the
chat.
In the chat here, Jeremy online says, "Stop smoking, Greg. You gotta quit smoking."
Hey, man, I gotta smoke sometimes to keep us from getting our asses beat. I don't want to start a gang war here at the Kind of Funny Studio. All right,
turf war.
That's why somebody's got to step up and do it. So I did it.
Lintech says Nick needs to be a Marvel character that has impeccable hair. I think all Marvel characters.
Dark
have
Phoenix.
Hair.
I'm telling you, man, Nick would make a great Dark Phoenix.
I could be Sabretooth.
Ooh. But we need it before we go buying costumes. We need to make sure that who's all available.
Yeah,
because no, it doesn't matter. It could be Sabretooth playing as I don't know. Ooh, what's a
but
really
I mean,
random
like,
one?
No, we have to play as our character.
Yeah, I like playing. Yeah. We're really role playing here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like this idea a lot.
I think it's great.
We got to get a list. Maybe
let's get a list together.
Maybe on or off the record, these guys are coming through soon for a Let's Play, and I can ask them questions then.
That'd be great. But, maybe on or off the record, when's it happening so we can get the costumes ordered before that happens?
Well, I mean, this isn't just showing the game. I mean,
if they come in costumes,
look, guys, we're really excited about the sneaky.
Okay, hold on. Let's have a quick powwow.
Spot.
Best friends.
Getting really stoked all of a sudden.
You're in the powwow with us. All right. Stop. Just fucking focus on me for 10 seconds.
People are saying Punisher would be great. Stark.
Stop. Shush. Here we go. So the question is, do we want, because this is what we're talking about, right? 2017, you're the community. We want to do what you guys want. You want better Let's Plays. We were on Andy. We're doing better Let's Plays.
Right.
We still want to do the informative Let's Play of, hey, here's a developer showing you around, showing you what's happening. How about we do that? It's me, a dev.
Right.
Let's just pull it out. Thin air. We'll just pull out Anthony Gaios is the dev who's giving me the Let's Play.
Sure.
We don't tell him And then you guys start coming in costumes behind us.
Yeah.
And doing shit.
I mean, coming in costumes behind, you mean just walking in?
Yeah, they walk in, they're doing stuff. And Anthony, I keep trying to get Anthony to give me the demo, and then it keeps escalating. And that's when I pull over my shirt, I'm Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
And then we just... And we just roll around. You're like, tell Anthony this is
mad. Why is it, by the way, that every time you say anything Marvel that we're doing, that song plays in my head?
Because it's the... What, it's not going to be Spider-Man.
Yes, it could be.
Spider-Man. You don't think that, like, he's going to see this by then? You don't think he's going to see this by then?
No, who's going to show Anthony this by then?
I don't know. People that...
I just told the best friends they're in the powwow.
Oh, I see.
Don't break this out and warn Anthony. Don't tell him. That was all hypothetical. Who even knows if that's happening next week on Wednesday? Hypothetical. You never know what's going to really happen here. Maybe it's embargoed to like the 18th or something. Doesn't matter. Maybe I made it all up. Who are you texting?
I'm texting a friend. That's
Is this about your hair appointment?
No, I'm supposed to have dinner tonight with someone, and he's canceling. You know, he's freaking out. And you know this person, I'm supposed to have dinner with Jared tonight. And he was like, you know, Jared, he's like, he's sick, so he's terribly sorry. And now he's probably freaking out, and I want to make sure, assuage his guilt of canceling.
Do you want to send him that sweet, nasty love?
Yes. Everybody, let's do that. Jared Petty's not feeling very well today. He's got the flu, apparently. So send him some sweet, nasty love, please.
What's his handle on Twitter?
I don't know. Oh, no, are you calling him?
At Jerry, Petty.
This is Jared.
Jared, this is Greg Miller. You're on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. I hear you're sick. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi. Hello.
We just wanted to tell you we love you. No, greetings and salutations. It's good to hear from you. We're sorry you're sick, buddy.
I'm sorry to bother you with sickness.
No, it's fine.
I'm a little... My brain's not working very well right now. Sorry, man.
No, it's fine.
Jared, it's Nick. I'm sorry I couldn't text you back, but I know we had dinner plans tonight. Totally understandable. I'm out of town this weekend going to Vancouver to see Heel Kick with one Greg Miller, but let's find some time next week to connect when you're feeling a little better, buddy.
I'd like that very much. Thank you guys for your warm and gracious call. It was very kind of you.
No problem.
Your concern and condolences are make me feel good inside. I really appreciate it.
You know, we're big fans of you. We love you very much.
I love you guys too, and I'm a huge fan. I feel privileged right now. I'm slightly embarrassed that I'm not watching the Kinda Funny Morning Show to recover.
I mean, that was one of the things I did want to bring up real quick. If you ever interrupt the fucking show again to text Nick, because I don't know if you know this, this guy has no attention span. So like right now, I'm his mom, and if you come by here again, Jared Petty, and interrupt this show, I swear to God, the flu will be the last thing you have a problem with, because I will bury you.
No, Greg,
you
too
know what?
Much.
I look forward to the
opportunity. Oh, you son of a bitch! I love you. I'll talk to you later.
I love you too. Thanks, guys.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. You got to stop fucking texting people during the show, because I'm going to end up murdering somebody. You know I'm a jealous co-host.
You are a jealous co-host, and I apologize for... You know what? It's my fault. This is my fault. I apologize.
All right.
God.
Next story comes from Variety, where Justin Kroll says Michael Keaton in talks to play villain in Tim Burton's Dumbo.
Exclusive.
Michael Keaton is in negotiations to play the villain in the live-action Dumbo movie for Disney. This film will mark the reunion of Tim Burton, their first project since 1992's Batman Returns. Colin Farrell is currently in talks to star alongside Ava Green and Danny DeVito. Aaron Kruger penned the script. Justin Springer, who worked on Tron Legacy, is producing with Kruger. The original story followed an ostracized baby circus elephant. We all know the Dumbo story. I'm not going
to
read the Dumbo
story. Yeah, you don't need to
know that. I could not be less excited for this movie.
Can you do me a favor? Can you just read that?
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
Jesus Christ! That was a good bit. I was not prepared for that. Where is that going?
Tim Burton.
Who are you?
And Michael Keaton.
I'm Batman.
Together again? Give me a break, dude. This Dumbo's gonna be the shit.
No,
especially if it has Batman in it.
The problem is this Dumbo movie will be shit because it's gonna be Tim Burton making it all weird and fucking gothic.
Be a great
Dumbo's just gonna be a skeleton like this tall walking around.
They're
and
like
shit.
He's gotta get his skin back. That's the whole point of the movie. He's a fucking
He's gonna go out. He's
elephant.
Going to hell to save his mom.
Ah,
fucking
like,
Dumbo. Fucking Tim Burton. Tim
Christmas.
Burton, man.
He's going to hell. To save
What's
his
the
mom.
When's the last normal movie Tim Burton made? And don't get me wrong, I appreciate that Tim Burton has a style. I'm just saying I don't need that style touching Dumbo. That's gonna be weird. And we already had the perfect Dumbo sequel called Operation Dumbo Drop, starring Bill Murray.
Oof, that was good.
Right?
That was good.
That was good.
Was Bill Murray in that?
Yes.
Is he really?
Yes.
That was a Ray Liotta movie.
Matthew McConaughey is involved in some aspect too.
I don't think he was either.
They're making it. I think it was movie two.
Operation Dumbo Drop was Danny Glover, Ray Liotta, and Dennis Leary.
All right, what is Bill Murray's fucking elephant movie?
Bill Murray's elephant movie. I don't know.
Bill Murray, elephant movie.
Elephant movie. Elephant movie. Which one was it?
Larger than life. Fuck! God,
close,
I felt good.
Very close.
It's one of those where I took the swing and I was like, I felt the crack of the bat and I was like, I nailed it. And then I just saw it go to foul. And I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah,
fuck.
No, I don't remember this movie at all. I remember Operation Dumbo Drop. I liked that movie. It was actually a very endearing movie.
I never watched that one.
It was good. They had to drop an elephant out of a...
There was no Bill Murray in it, so I didn't watch it.
Clearly. Who was this? Matthew McConaughey, Bill Murray, Jeanine Garofalo. So you remember the movie, you just got the title wrong.
Sure.
What was this movie about?
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven's in everything.
Go up there. Let's read it. Jack Cochran, Bill Murray, is a struggling motivational speaker who lives by the mantra, get over it. When he learns his circus clown father has died and left him Vera, an 8,000-pound elephant, as an inheritance, he considers only one option, selling his father's beloved pet. He finds two buyers but must get Vera to California thousands of miles away in just 5 days. With the help of an eccentric truck driver, Matthew McConaughey, Jack and Vera set out on one crazy road trip.
Wow, we gotta watch this film. This
sounds
great.
No, it's got one star. We do not need to see that.
Have you guys seen Big Eyes?
Yeah, I have seen Big Eyes.
That was directed by Tim Burton. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was a good
What's
movie.
Big Eyes?
Big Eyes. It's a based on a true story about the woman who painted all those paintings with like the kids with the big eyes and all that stuff, and how she was married and like for the longest time, her husband was played. It's Amy Adams and Christoph Waltz. And her husband basically takes credit for it, and then eventually she's like, fuck you, and like, fights him. It's really good.
Yeah. I like Amy Adams.
Yeah, it's cool. It's the least Tim Burton movie you'll ever watch.
Oh, good, okay.
It's not, it's just a pretty straightforward retelling of that sort of true story.
Jumping over to IGN, Joe Scrabble's a made-up name, says stories for 14 more Transformer films already written, says Michael Bay. They'll keep rolling out. It seems...
No,
Transformers
Greg.
Bumblebee isn't there. I can't live in a world where this keeps happening.
Don't
14
it,
more of these?
Don't do it, Greg.
14 more tricks.
Wait a minute.
Fucking God damn it.
Has anyone seen Tim Geddes this morning?
No, he's excited about this.
Should we put him on Suicide
Tim
Watch?
Is the worst person. No, he's the worst about this. He's like, listen, I know they're not good, but I'd rather live in a world where there are Transformer movies than the one where there aren't.
Why is he Vin Diesel in this?
That's how he talks. Have you ever listened?
He does talk like Vin Diesel.
You've been around him too long. You've been around
exactly
him too long.
He talks like Vin Diesel.
Oh, Jesus.
I love Corbin.
It seems Transformers Bumblebee isn't the only spinoff planned in the blockbuster action series. Producer-director Michael Bay has said there are 14 more movie stories already written.
Well, I mean, the thing that's so impressive about this.
Hey, I think this is a Transformer. Hey, I think that's a Transformer.
Say hi, mother, for me. What are you doing right now? Let's go get a sandwich. Is that a Transformer? Let's go get a Transformer. Here's the thing about these movies. This is what's so impressive to me about this. Because the caliber of writing in all the Transformers movies has been so high that to just fathom
that there's
14 more potential Oscar-nominated films coming in this universe. Like, it's amazing that they had the time to write these incredibly intricate films. I'm being very sarcastic. I'm sure they wrote them in a weekend over Starbucks.
When asked by MTV if he could speak to any other spinoffs in the works, Bay revealed just how much more we could see and seemingly marked himself as interested in directing at least one more film in the franchise. There are 14 stories written, and there's good stuff. I would like to do one of them, though. Bay made something of a habit of saying that each Transformers film will be his last. He said the same thing of the upcoming The Last Night in February, and it seems he may have reconsidered the decision. Jesus fucking Christ. 14 more Transformers.
Yeah, dude. Let's do it. Let's watch all of them. Let's marathon all of them when they come out. Let's wait 24 years and then marathon all of them. And then maybe when you get to the 10, you'll be like, you know what? I was wrong about these. These
you know
are
what? They came together. They came together.
Similar to how I thought about the Fast and Furious series. Where I was like, man, one, I'm not too sure about. Two, getting worse. Then Tokyo Drift. It's like genius. Just sparked.
Speaking of.
Genius.
You put genius. This in there. Sorry, I've been drinking a lot of bourbon.
Sure.
Morning. You put this in there. This is every major Fast and the Furious character slideshow you thought was cool?
Yeah, this was an article over on IGN. I just thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, in celebrating Fast and Furious, which is coming out next week, they have an article that's basically introducing, if you're new to the series or if you just need a recap of all the major characters, you can go through this slideshow over at IGN. Or if you're just like me and you want to trip down memory lane, I think the fifth or sixth slide is like all the minor characters from the
Did
first
Did they just show Jesse like, into it?
No, it's Jesse. Yeah, go into one more. Keep going. Not Tej, not Han, not Giselle.
Well, now we're way past the first
Keep going.
Now.
There we go. Vince, Jesse, and Leon, they all get one slide.
I mean, they should.
Well, I think Vince was in. I think he was.
He
was.
He was. In, he, was in, he came back. He came back.
He came in back and forth.
And he turned it back on him, though.
He did something stupid, like an idiot. He had a cool tattoo and red hair.
All right. Jumping over to The Hollywood Reporter, Leslie Goldberg reports Marvel's new Warriors with Squirrel Girl ordered straight to series at Freeform. Cougar Town grad Kevin Beagle is near a deal to pen the script and serve as showrunner on what will be Marvel's first live-action scripted comedy. Marvel is expanding its relationship with Freeform and getting into the comedy space. In a competitive situation with other cable and streaming outlets bidding, the younger skewing Disney-owned cable network, which I've never heard of. Have you heard of this thing?
No.
Freeform?
Oh, yeah. Well, Freeform used to be, yes, Freeform used to be, like, Cartoon Network. Not Cartoon Network. Fuck. It's a rebrand.
You look into that.
It's a rebrand.
Handed out a straight-to-series order for New Warriors, the comic book powerhouse's first 30-minute live-action comedy. Cougar Town and Scrubs alum Kevin Beagle is near a deal to pen the script and blah, blah, blah. The 10-episode comedy will launch in 2018 and marks Marvel's second straight-to-series order at Freeform. It will join drama Cloak and Dagger at the Tom Ashland-led cable network. The latter, starring Olivia Holt and Aubrey Joseph, is not expected to premiere until winter 2018. Casting will be in shortly. You still looking for it?
I think it was the Disney Channel, and now it's called Free.
Oh, they changed?
Yeah.
No, really? That's crazy. Huh. New Warriors revolves around six young people with their powers living together. With powers and abilities on the opposite end of the spectrum of the Avengers, the New Warriors want to make a difference in the world, even if the world isn't ready, with Freeform focus on a group of blah, 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 blah. Basically, as all the headlines have told you, Squirrel Girl comedy show. That's all they're talking about. They're not even saying New Warriors, because, of course, nobody knows the other Warriors. Boring-ass Warriors.
Yeah. Mm.
And you can dump this last story. It's not important. Over at Kotaku, there's this interesting little piece that's going into a Game of Sutra article talking about Mario time.
ABC Family is what we're saying, not Disney.
Oh! Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, that's right.
If Miyamoto ever comes over to you and says it's Mario time, that means you're not going to sleep that night because you have to work your ass off. I thought that was a fun little thing. I want to read that whole Game of Sutra article.
Does that actually apply to everyone? So if Miyamoto just pops in here, it's like it's Mario time right now.
And he walks in here like, oh, fuck!
Like, fuck, what are we doing?
Oh, Miyamoto, no!
C++, subscriber-only mode. There it is.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every week here, every weekday, here at twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach into the internet, grab a video game, and toss it to one of you. How do you win? It's simple. Be in the chat like you are right now if you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. But if you're not watching live, no big deal. Maybe you're watching the archive on Twitch. Maybe you're watching on youtube.com/kindafunny where we post it every day. Maybe you're listening to the podcast somewhere off of a podcast service. You can enter three other ways. And if you're watching live, you can enter these ways to amplify your chances. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. This gets you the logo next to your name. Private emotes, private chat time, play multiplayer games with me, like when I kick the shit out of Zyger on April 28th in Mario Kart, and I take Sean Pitts' $50 fucking, and I'm gonna enjoy it. But more importantly, it enters you to win these things free. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you can enter for free, give us some money, fuck over Amazon, they've been taking your money, right? They also deliver your games late now. You can go to patreon.com/kindafunny or patreon.com/kindafunnygames. Give us $2 or more there, automatically entered, plus you get the bonus episode. Today, we're giving away Sniper Elite 4 before on Xbox One. Before then, though, this giveaway is brought to you by the Black Tux. Looking great for a wedding or a special event doesn't have to be a backbreaker with the blacktux.com. With high-quality rental suits and tuxedos delivered to your doorstep, the Black Tux is giving guys a new way to rent. And get this, the Black Tux offers free home try-ons so you can see the fit, feel the quality, and suit up months before your event. The best part, it's completely done online with no trips to the tux shop required. TheBlackTux.com lets you create your look or choose from tons of stylist selected outfits starting at just $95. After ordering, your suit will arrive 14 days before your event. That's a full 2 weeks to try it on and make sure everything fits. If anything is less than perfect, TheBlackTux.com will send you a free replacement right away. So get $20 off of your purchase. Visit TheBlackTux.com/funny. That's theblacktux.com/funny to get $20 off your first purchase.
There you go.
Sniper Elite 4 is going to the Twitch sub, Ricky0426, who I assume's birthday is coming up soon. Ricky0426.
Well, that makes sense.
Because, you know, see, like, yeah, April 24th. Because I'm April 27th.
You're giving over Greggy0427.
Exactly. You nailed it. Hold on. Ricky.
There you go.
Ricky. Sniper Elite. You want to get some? You want to jump in tips?
Let's read some tips while you're doing that. While you're figuring out how the wonderful world of email works. Lobo has given us a tip and said, "Hey guys, need a great GOG episode to help a friend get into the show. Can someone send a link to the forums? I figured a topic would already be there. Thanks." Someone sent a link to the forums.
Someone in the chat put in the link to the forums for the best episodes of the Game Over Greggy show.
Right, there you go.
I'm sure somebody has done it.
If you want a recent recommendation, the episode we had with Cisco was freaking amazing.
Sure.
So you should definitely listen to that if you
Max Landis was another good one.
Max is great.
Unless you hate Max Landis, then it was really bad.
No, it was really good. No,
I'm saying,
I'll tell you, even if you find yourself disliking Max Landis, I think you'll like that episode. So I think he's a really cool guy.
He is an awesome guy.
Ignacio Rojas says, hi, guys.
Ignacio Rojas.
Long time, no tipping. Do any of you watch Legends of Tomorrow? Because, man, that season finale was crazy in an awesome way. Also, that Flash Supergirl crossover, am I right? So many Glee vibes.
No, I dropped out of I'm the DC fanboy. I couldn't do Legends of Tomorrow. I tried, and
I just could
not do it. Could not enjoy that show. So I popped in when they did the giant crossover episode, when they did the alien invasion angle. I watched that, and I was like, all right, but it did not bring me back in. And then I've been so into video games because there have been so many amazing ones. My DVR is packed with Walking Dead, Flash, Supergirl, all that stuff just sitting there.
I watched the Flash Supergirl crossover. I really liked it, but only on the Flash side. I don't know if there was one. I think that was...
The musical episode was on the Flash.
Was the Flash, yeah. So I watched the musical episode and I really liked it a lot.
The problem is, honestly, as somebody who chooses games over anything, there's just too many games, and now they're everywhere. Oh, yeah. Where it used to be that, okay, I'll load up the iPad, I'll watch Supergirl, Flash, whatever on the plane, and now I got the Switch.
Yeah.
And I'm playing Zelda.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Getting ready to play Kart.
Zelda trumps
all. Get ready to kick the living fucking garbage out of fucking Zyger.
Become the guy that tries to convince everyone to buy a Switch.
Yeah.
Partially because I have one and no one else does, and that makes me feel powerful.
Who are you hanging out with when we're not here?
I have
Sean Pitts, is that it?
Yeah, I was hanging out with some of the guys.
He's making horrible bets he's gonna lose. That's why he can't afford
anything. Pitts is like, I'm not getting this. I'm not getting it until more games come out. And I'm like, you're gonna get one. But I was hanging out with some other people from that I was doing jiu-jitsu with last night, and one of them asked me, should I get a Switch? And I was like, brother, let me tell you about a little game called Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
60 hours, I'm in it, 50 shrines. 50 shrines, 2 divine beasts down, you should get it. KP2.0 says, hey Greg, as someone who hasn't played any Persona games, is Persona 5 friendly to newcomers? The years of your enthusiasm for that franchise has me ready to join the party.
Yes. Personas don't call back to each other. I mean, there's callbacks, I guess, but there's not like story things. It's not like you had to play 4 to understand what's happening in 5. It's different. It's new. It is JRPG. Like, it is a very traditional JRPG in that way. So if you're like expecting Horizon, that's not what you're going to get. But if you're just worried about story stuff and like learning, I think this has done a better job of explaining mechanics than Personas before it have. I really do feel like, even as somebody who knows stuff I'm playing, I'm like, oh, I've known that system, but I haven't had it explained to me like that. That makes more sense. I think you'd be all right.
All right. Bruno Joey has given us a tip. Says, thanks for putting me in a great mood lately. Had a crappy few weeks with getting denied into my major's upper level, and my childhood dog passed away. Love you guys. Aww. I'm sorry.
Well, we love you and we're here for you.
I had one of my I guess it's not really childhood dogs, but my teen dogs passed away recently, and that was hard. So I sympathize with you on that one. They're humans and they're members of the family. LaMuffler says, hey guys, love what you do. I have a fun clip for the fun clip section. Kevin will judge that. And if it's not good, he will take it and throw it away. But thank you for the tip. Jerry Coy says, Guten Morgen, mein besten Freundgens. I think that's German for my best friends.
Okay.
Do you guys suck at pooping? I do. So they say in the Hashtag Fun Clips video, a friend of mine brought this and says it works well. Kevin, there's a couple fun clips for the fun clip session. Please look through those. If they're terrible, yet let everyone know that they're terrible and they need to do a better job. Anakin's says, hey friends, finally caught my first live Kind of Funny morning show in honor of baseball season being back. Here are 2 fun clips. I hope they're fun. We do too. Fatal Psych says, birthday tax. Thank you guys for being you. I am a longtime listener and a huge fan. Well, thank you for being both. Dudes in Space says, tip note 17. Gotta be honest. I don't know where this bit is going at this point. We don't either, Dudes in Space. We've given you plenty of promotion, and you're taking all these opportunities and just cramming them in.
Brian, do what you gotta do.
But we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much.
Kevin, big question for the barbecue today.
Yeah.
Were the ribs in there, did I demembrane all the ribs? Or did those ones not get demembraned yet?
Ooh, man, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Did you take them out of the cellophane or were they still in the cellophane?
They're out of the cellophane, so they must have gotten demembraned.
Did you take them out, though?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Here's my question for you guys. How long can those ribs be in there? Because they're a week old at this point.
They're not a week old, Nick.
They're Sunday old.
You sound really dumb.
Oh, you guys got them for WWE?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Do we have enough for everyone?
Yeah, there's a lot of ribs in
chicken.
There.
Because we have a lot of people.
There's a lot of ribs in
there. A little bit of corn. Yeah.
Do we have any Diet Cokes?
Maybe not. Cool Greg's here. I can ask him to go
for
us.
We should have him go real quick.
All right.
Because I'm going to need a Diet Coke or 2.
I'm going to need your card.
That's fine. Is Tim not here?
Oh, okay. I'll
just get Tim. Final tip for the day. Mick Gluten says, I usually don't call into this show live. But since I got rejected by my crush today, I feel like I deserve some escapism.
You do.
Keep up the good work and hope you spend this on something well.
Don't worry, dude. You're going to be all right.
Oh, my God.
We've all been rejected by a crush. Just means it wasn't meant to be. Don't worry about it.
That's true. That's just part of growing up. It just makes you stronger and better for the next time someone you fall in love with likes you.
Rocket A Drift in the chat says, your new mics look like tiny bow ties. We're actually wearing dual mics.
Dual mics.
One for us, and then Patreon's here filming stuff you today, too. So they're doing a whole bunch of filming stuff. So we're wearing mics for them on top of our mics.
What was your name again?
Will.
Will. This is Will from Patreon. They're filming us today. I think they're doing a profile on people, but I'm not quite sure what it's for. I'm assuming it's for something related to pornography.
Exactly.
But I don't know for sure.
Yeah, that's us.
So thank you for coming today.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to barbecuing with you later.
Can't wait.
It's going to be fun, Will. What the fuck?
That's a fun clip. That's a fun clip right there.
Have you never seen this?
No, I've never seen this.
Don't ruin it. It's great.
Oh, my God. I was not going to show this because it's so old.
We haven't seen it.
I'm old, and I don't know anything about anything.
All right. Sounds good, dude. All right, I'm looking at fun clips.
I can approve this clip. This is actually a good one, too.
Okay.
All right, so we're done with tips. We can jump into fun clips right now. Get
Let's jump into fun clips.
Give me a second. I'm still opening these up.
Okay.
Say hello to the night. Lost in the shadows.
This one doesn't look like it's going to be fun, I bet.
It's on the phone.
Yeah, this is it's too long, too complicated. That doesn't look interesting.
Okay.
Looks like Zach Torres or whatever that one. Too much there.
No, I think that was Annie.
Anakin, that looked like too much context. You still open them?
Last one.
This is the same one.
Ren Jammin 13 says, Nick automatically judging him because he's tall. Outstanding. I don't know. What does that have to do with anything?
You judge
yes, both of these gentlemen that Patreon has brought us are way taller and better looking than me. I don't understand what that has to do with anything. It's not like I have a chip on my shoulder about that. Fucking constantly hanging out with people who are taller and thus
all right, let's watch
hire
the fun
people
clips.
Who are constantly shorter than me so that my inferiority complex doesn't wear its ugly fucking head. Andy, thank you for being here.
Here we go.
And, the cannon has fired!
Why did it freeze?
Because you're trying to do stuff to it. You're fucking killing
Twitter
it.
Twitter sucks. Or it's awesome, I can't tell.
It's awesome, it's just this is a clip's not going well.
Hold on.
Spot getting ready. That man so literally has a cannon for a leg.
Yes, he does.
Here he goes, winding up for the shot, and... Oh! The cannon has fired and hit Sterling directly to the face.
Now, you'd think that the VO is what's funny about this. And it is. It's fine. It's funny enough, right? Yeah, I mean, it grazed him. He's not getting but watch. Like, it just...
takes a moment. Here he goes with the approach. Oh!
Sterling with a fantastic dive. The ball flies straight through his hands and once again strikes him. Straight in the schnoz, and let's see it again on the
old instant
replay.
You just keep getting hit?
Yes. I think it's three separate times on this one time around.
This guy's getting the shit kicked out of him.
The last one's the worst.
That's why you do a double knot, kids. Sterling, still waiting for the kick to happen. He's probably wondering when... Oh!
watch the slow-mo replay of it. It hits him fucking right in the head.
Oh my God.
He gets hit in the side, the arm, and the head. This poor fucking guy.
Did he make it home?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's safe. It's not like dodgeball. No one caught the ball and tagged him. He's safe.
Fair enough.
All right, ready?
Yeah, here's his next fun clip.
This is where your ice cream comes from. The creamy poop of a mystic unicorn. Totally clean, totally cool, and soft served straight from a sphincter. They're good at pooping. But you know who sucks at pooping? You do. That's because when you sit on the porcelain throne, this
I mean, that's it. Then it goes into the ad.
And then it actually goes into the ad here.
What is the ad for?
Something
squatty potty. This is that thing where you get the blocks.
Oh,
the blocks you put
under.
Yeah,
I like those things. It's the wrong angle. Yeah, I tried these in Austin when I was pooping in the
Rooster Teeth bathroom. Yeah,
the Rooster Teeth bungalow. Yeah. I like to poop there because it's a private bathroom when I'm by myself.
So, do you have blocks at home now?
No, I don't need those. I don't have any problem pooping.
Because you eat so much protein.
Well, I eat a lot of protein and I drink a lot of coffee. So I poop 1 to 2 times a day, and it's great movements. Feel good about myself. I wish I'd love to share them on social media, but I feel like that might get me less followers.
Please don't
more.
Do that ever.
Sharing your poops? Yeah, that would not go over well.
So I probably would just start sending them to Kevin.
Real quick, Kevin, too, I want to toss in. I'm going to go start barbecuing after this, I think, right?
Yeah.
And you can come out and do subs, or you can do questions, and we can bring a Tim, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
But I want to watch, I put it at the top of the doc, they just released the Batman Harley Quinn trailer. It's done in the style of the animated series.
Oh, cool.
They announced this the other day. I don't think they had the trailer, and now we got a trailer.
Let's watch it. What are you doing, Kevin Conroy?
Looking
passes?
At the extinction of all life on the planet.
gotta be her.
It's pretty obvious, sir.
I mean, she's wearing the Joker.
Humans simply will not give a crap unless we force them.
That's one thing.
We need Harley Quinn.
I like that. That's gonna be shit.
Nah, I'm done with capes and tights and masks. Just trying like hell to lead a normal life.
We knew the Suicide Squad movie was coming.
And Mike Carlin's awesome, but I don't want to watch all this stuff. I'm just saying. I thought it was just a teaser trailer. Well, you can go watch this, everybody.
Cool.
There's a sneak peek out for that.
Cool.
I'm going to start barbecuing. What do you want to do? You want to come out and read with me out there?
Yeah, I'll come out and read with you.
Should we put on... So take off our regular microphones.
Which one's the regular?
Leave on the Patreon microphones.
Okay. Yeah.
Put on the wireless.
Don't do that,
Kevin,
though.
How's this sound?
Don't
not
do what?
None of this sounds good. Stop
How
doing
does
this.
Sound
does this sound better? Does this sound better?
I'm going to do that weird yoga.
No, stop. Please stop doing that.
Kevin, can I turn on my microphone?
Yeah. What are you, AB?
Whoa, say hello to the night.
Excellent. We belong to the night. We belong to the night.
Could you guys just hit record just to like start a new file? Hit record twice, please. Thanks.
Hit record twice on your camera. Or keep checking your email. That's cool. You're not on a live show.
We're about to go barbecue and not pay attention to people. So I hit stop on this.
Yeah.
My battery's about to die.
Yeah, mine's about to die as well.
We've been pushing y'all a little harder than we should have. That's how we do it here. It's very hot.
I think I cracked it. There's lots of shit going on with this.
I'm restarting it. Batteries are slow. I need to put on a belt too. Nick, you're gonna bring your computer out there and talk.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring. I'll do subs. We'll do some chat.
My mic is on.
You want to throw this out first? Throw it powered off first? Here, I'll give it to you. I'll just hand it to you. You know what you're doing. I don't.
I'm gonna put on my belt, Kevin. Kevin, do you see me putting my belt on?
Mm-hmm. There's so many likes on you.
I like it. This is how it's meant to be. Greg Miller in his natural habitat.
Yeah, mic'd up.
Mic'd up, no belt.
Mic'd up, pants falling off. Jesus, get new pants. You're too fucking skinny.
These pants are just fine. Thank you very much.
You've lost too much weight.
Pants are just
fine. Quit team fat. No.
Put on your wireless mic.
Put on your wireless mic.
Ah, is that what it does?
Is
you're
it
right,
off?
So you can just put it in
the fire. I'm not getting any levels from it.
My mic, this mic, is not on yet, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Relax.
So what do you want me to do with mine now?
What do you mean?
You were telling me there was no levels on it.
Oh, no, I'm getting levels now. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Oh.
This is fun.
This is great. This is the job, man.
This is how the sausage gets made.
Everybody knows that. They're here for the, they know what they're doing. Done?
Cool. You're rolling.
Cool.
Thanks.
I got a tweet that we're moving it out. Oh, yeah, Nick. Get up there. Yeah. Yes.
Look at my belly. Look at my belly button, Kevin. Touch it. Smell it. Feel me. Hear me. Touch me.
I just ruined those lyrics.
I don't even know what song that was. That's how bad that was.
I think it's from Godspell, but I'm not sure.
No way to ever know.
If anyone's a random musical theater fan, let me know what song I was just attempting to sing. Did we send Cool Greg to get some Diet Cokes for Big Nick? Thank you. I'm gonna get my sunglasses first.
I'm gonna put my water bottle out here.
Okay, cool.
Meats and stuff.
All right then. Boo. Remember, you guys are Mike.
All right, I'm Mike. I got it.
It's good.
It's me, Greg, everybody. I'm Mike.
Tim, you want to say hi to everyone?
See, Kevin always likes to leave this really close here, so you burn the house down. But I don't want to burn the house down.
Skabong, kabong, kabong, bow.
There you go.
Skabong, kabong, kabong, bow. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Just give me a heads up.
People, anyone who hangs out long enough for this clearly has nothing better.
You have your chat open, right?
Yeah, I got a chat open.
Chat, guys, as you know, we're still novices getting back into barbecuing on a gas grill. How long does a propane tank last?
Not very long.
How many griddles can we get out of it?
I mean, I don't know. Good question.
That's why I'm asking the chat and not you, but you had to open your fat fucking mouth.
Well, you go here and you look at it. There you go.
Look at your email as usual. You don't respect Amy Gills, and that's your problem.
I love Amy Gills. You're the one who's always talking shit about the Irish behind everyone's back.
I am Irish. I'm allowed to do that.
You're xenophobic is what you are.
Xenophobic to my mom, Jamie
Kennedy?
Yeah,
there you go. Where's that?
I was
going to
go get
chairs?
Stuff, but now I was going to go get stuff.
Do you need sunglasses?
Nah.
Sure?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Can you get the meat, the cutting board, the knife?
I'm going to get a chair.
Paper towels. Sure. All that shit. That's good. That's great. Okay. Thank you. Didn't see that one. All right, what do we got here now?
Meat,
like 6 hours.
Knife.
Yeah. Oh, barbecue sauce. Spoon.
Barbecue sauce.
Way I'm asking, probably 69, 7 hours of grill time, depends on
the
use of the grill. Xeno gears, that doesn't answer my question. Xenomorphs people are talking about. Look, I like it. This looks like you're getting ready to fucking go to WrestleMania. You're gonna slam somebody with that chair, brain him. Oh, you're doing it all wrong. He'd definitely hurt somebody. You don't know how to swing a chair.
I don't know how to swing a chair. Why the hell would I? I don't swing chairs. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Hold on. Right here is the big one.
What?
Lord Tiny Phallus says, I started reading Invincible yesterday because I wanted to see why Greg freaked out like he did about when the movie got announced. My God, that comic is fantastic. Fuck yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone read Invincible.
It's the bee's knees. Still going strong, too. Still going strong.
Yeah. Not for much longer.
Nope.
Yeah.
They're going to end it, which is great. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
Greg, Cyclops, Nick here. Gambit, Kevin Wolverine, Tim Spidey. I could do that. I'm not a huge Gambit fan, though. You know what I mean? He's cool, but he always seemed to me like a lower tier X-Men. Because all he could do is charge stuff and throw it at you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I see that.
The League of Shadows.
Thank you, Kev.
Do we need beers? We don't have any.
No, we don't need beers. Okay. We got Andrew Goldfarb's coming to talk Persona today. I can't be drunk.
Is he coming?
I must be on top of my game for Andrew Goldfarb.
Greg Hulk, Tim Captain America, Nick Iron Man, Kevin Thor. That could work as
well. Oh, it smells good.
Kevin as Thor might be my favorite thing.
I gotta wash my hands after this. Don't worry about it.
What do you need?
I was gonna say barbecue sauce, but I gotta go back
in. Oh, shit. No, I can grab it. I mean, I'm not doing shit.
All right, these are. Yeah, I did demembrane these. Oh, now we're cooking.
Sanj Bear says, Nick, do you ever feel like Frodo Baggins to Greg's Gandalf? Yeah, all the time. I always say, every time I come into the office, and then Greg comes in. And I see him, I feel like that first scene from Lord of the Rings where he's like, Gandalf! And he jumps at him and they hug and it's super fun.
Do the slow motion one more of that. When like Frodo wakes up and he's like,
God, that's serious, man. I swear to God. Why can't Nick be Mr. Sinister? I can do whatever the fuck I want. Luke 8125 says, Nick, has the power of Barb.
Oh, you guys are part of the show. You can come in and do whatever you want.
Yeah, you guys can come in. It doesn't matter.
Just be warned. Anything you say.
Canon will be used against you in a court of law.
You will when be the feds finally do watch this stream.
They're going to be like this. They made a suicide joke. They made multiple sexual harassment and molestation jokes. And then
Wait, did you?
Who was joking?
God damn it, Kevin.
It's clearly a joke, Kevin, because at this point...
Oh, Kevin, can I get the thermometer?
You've either hung in so long that you have Stockholm Syndrome or you like it.
Meat thermometer. Okay, I'll look for it.
Kevin, give me your little meat thermometer.
It's probably in the...
Kevin, give me your meat thermometer.
Kevin, we want to check the temperature of your meat. Give me your thermometer.
Kevin, give me your thermometer.
we want to see if it's popped out like
Kevin,
a turkey.
Pull your thermometer out and put it in Greg's hand.
Oh, my God.
Luke 8125.
Remember at IGN when you had to act like you had it all together still?
Yeah, I still didn't, though.
I know.
It was to anyone that was a new hire, I was like, and then I was like, oh, fuck yourself. I'm going to talk about porn. Nick, has the power of Barb wearing the producer shirt gone to your head? Yes. Yes, it has. The fact that Barb knows who I am and occasionally, like, I get to hang out with her makes me, I mean, I feel like I'm the coolest person on the planet. So, there you go. There you go. Crononaut says, Nick, do parkour. No, that's going to hurt.
Parkour.
That's going to hurt.
Ribs.
Seth Richards says, Nick should be Deadpool. Then he can go full Nick while dressed up. That's
a great point.
But I don't want to wear the mask.
Well, I think we all start in the masks and then immediately pull them off.
No, if Kevin's wearing the Wolverine mask, he's wearing it the entire time.
Well, are we going for like the really good costumes?
No.
So we're just going for the shitty, like, well, I mean, like that, you pull on, pull off.
Well, I want to see because it might be worth it to invest in, you know, decent costumes.
Sure.
Let me look here.
Thanks, bud. He's probably on top of that thing, yeah.
Let's see, Wolverine.
This one was punctured somehow and water went in it. What do you want me to do with it?
Throw it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat it for sure.
It's disgusting. Yeah, I don't want to spend like $30 on a costume, but I don't want to spend like $200 on a costume.
You're looking at the Wolverine office right
now? Yeah, good.
Because Destin once came to a Halloween IGN party dressed as Wolverine, and it was probably one of the shittiest, like, that came out of a bag costume I've ever seen.
See, he's really good.
See, I want like this.
That's Isaac from Dead Space?
Yeah, that's it. Phenomenal.
Every so often on an email chain, Destin would like come at me on something, and I would just send out that photo of him like this. Have you ever seen it?
Which one?
Destin as his homemade cosplay of Isaac from Dead Space.
No.
He's super young, and it's like his first time cosplaying. Oh, it's like the total thing you're not supposed to do of like somebody who's trying to cosplay and make fun of them.
Yeah.
But knowing Destin,
oh, yeah.
I like to make fun of him.
My favorite thing I still have a picture of on my phone for no reason where he's throwing a karate punch in a pink belt.
Oh,
I love that. He's all sweaty and shit, throwing a punch, and I'm like, yeah, Dustin, get after that.
He also did a great photo shoot on top of IGN once in the Captain America mask in a Captain America shirt that actually I liked a lot. I like Destin a lot. We should do more with Destin.
He needs to come over.
He needs to be on that show with you and Brian about how he lost all the weight.
Oh, that's a good point. Actually, I gotta reach back out to Brian on that.
Way a team fat quitter.
See this Weston?
I didn't see this. This is nice.
All right, we're gonna have to look at these costumes later.
Jesus. There's 36 different faces.
Jugular says, Nick, when the inevitable porn parody of Kinda Funny Story comes out, what's the setup? It's very simple. We've come close to doing porn on this stream multiple times. Nope. A bunch of great-looking guys just hanging out, barbecuing. No, someone takes out the meat thermometer while we're streaming. Everyone accidentally sees it because we don't know the cameras are on.
Oh,
and then
no.
That's where it goes. That's where it goes from there.
God. He was so ready with the storyline, you know?
He's thought it through. He's definitely thought it through on how this should all play out.
Not gonna read that. Saints Bear, but it's funny and it made me laugh, but it's not being read out loud. Kendrick Lamar's album is 2 days away. What is the hype level? Tim just showed me his new video. It's really cool. I don't know if that, I'm assuming that's one of the songs in the album. Tim! Nah, Tim can't hear us anymore.
Tim can hear us. Tim just doesn't want to hear us.
I love Kendrick Lamar, so I'm hyped, I guess. There you go.
I'm excited about this corn.
Yeah.
Fuck, we didn't get butter. I'm going to hit up Greg, see.
Okay. I know what the girl in one.
That's T-Job123 says, Greg.
Yeah.
That's Jason Drillo. Greg, can you and Andrew please try not to spoil Persona 5 when you record the Gamescast today?
I'm only 15 and 17 hours in. Like, no, we're not going to spoil Persona.
Do you want a Coke?
No, I'm good. Thanks. Okay.
Do you water or anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Zyger 1337 says, at Joey Noel, can we both be Squirrel Girl, I guess? We can both be Squirrel Girl, I guess. So I don't know what he's talking about there. Maybe they're on the stream, maybe they're not. Nick says, Tyson Rhino, why are nipples different sizes? Well, Tyson, for the same reason that penises are different sizes, so that some people can feel better about themselves than other people and just feel superior.
Okay, that is definitely God has to, one reason.
God has
how
to even out, even it out somehow. You know what I mean? The taller they get, the smaller the meat the
Do you want to meet me? I don't want to touch it with my gross hands.
Do you want to meet you?
Yep.
Thank you for remembering. You meet me? Yep.
Spider-Win says Nick should be Black Bolt. Okay. Nick seems like a POV-style porn actor. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I think it's a compliment.
I guess. I'm going to take it as a compliment. I take everything as a compliment. Everyone's like, the poor Patreon dude. No. Look, these fine gentlemen have shot multiple, they've shot all sorts of shit. They've seen way worse than this, I'm assuming. I just met them today. I don't know anything about them. But I'm assuming that they've shot at least some sort of other act that's more racy
give us
than
a
us.
Nod. Let us know. Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. They've shot crazy stuff. How I mean, we're in San Francisco, so it's not inconceivable that they've shot artistic nudes. Nick, would you ever have a threesome with Amy Jo Johnson? Yes. Hey, Uncle Nick. Oh, God. Okay, no more porn stuff, guys. These guys, I'm trying to put on a good show with these guys. They think that I'm some sort of weird slow-jerking porn man. Nick, are you bringing the Midlife Baller guys up as guests in GOG? Well, he's my brother, and he has been a guest. So, yeah, I'd love to have those guys on the show. Maybe next time Matt's comes up for a job, we'll get him on, and he can actually say yes to a podcast. Because last time I tried to get him on the morning show, he's like, no, I'm too busy working, making actual money. And I was like, all right, dude.
He said, yeah, I'll try to make it work. And you're like, don't worry about it.
No, because I forgot to book him.
Yeah, that's true, you did.
I want to read some subs, guys. If you want your name read, now is the time to resub or sub to our channel. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch subscription. We'd like that very much to go to us. It's free, but you have to up it every month. If it doesn't go to us, give it to someone so it doesn't go to waste. And if not, if you're just too lazy and say, I don't want to fucking do that, no big deal. Greg, I'm reading subs.
All right.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
J. Oldham 14, Timbers Army 73 says, I'm a few hours into Persona 5 and loving it so far. That is a bit heavy-handed from Atlas. I'm assuming the streaming stuff. KeyP 2.0 says, hey, Greg and Nick, thanks for the years of good times. Here's my 19 months of dollar support. Keep entertaining. P.S. I know you're in P5 right now, but have you played Draw to Death? I've been enjoying it.
No, I thought about it last night, but I wanted to play more P5.
Mm.
I'm an asshole. I love Jaffe, though. I will play more of it. I just need to, or I will play any of it, I should say. But I just wanted to give it time.
Acid925 says, remaster Oni now. Reg Matic has subscribed. Rainflow, McCurvy85. Betta House says, Greg and Nick tag team for the morning show. Not a bad way to celebrate 3 months. Keep up the great
goddamn
work, guys.
Right.
Yes, you too, Kevin. Kevin wasn't here. We're not going to give him a compliment, so it doesn't matter. Beard and the Hair has subscribed. Lanky Dragon. Excuse me, Lanky Dragoon. Chardy Tam. J. Charles 90. Justin Tundra. Match Chumba says, sending that sweet, nasty love. We appreciate it. VLHZ says, 7 months of stuffing elderly wieners in bloody bags. Jesus Christ. The shit that comes out of this show.
Wait, we said that? You said that at some point?
He said that. Well, he's subscribed for 7 months, and he wants you to stuff your elderly wiener in bloody bags.
That doesn't make any sense. How does it make sense?
You made a comment about Porty's bag. You're going to stuff him in the bag, but it was bloody. His old bag was bloody.
Oh, I get it.
You fucking weirdo.
See, I just forget everything we say on this show. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't pay attention either. Looney Canuck says, another awesome month. When is the garbage truck on fire coming to Toronto? You got that Toronto best friends all excited this morning. We apologize for that mistweet.
Yeah, we do, don't we, Joey Noel?
She makes one mistake in 9 months of... Or 3 months of, or however months of she's been.
No, she's great. I know. So like I said, it was a bad morning. Things are happening against my will that I didn't want to happen. And then I got to deal with this thing. I confuse a bunch of Canadians. But we all know how easy they are to confuse.
They're like, oh, we're great. We, you just believe everything you say. Oh, there.
Come see us. Vancouver. Saturday. Noon. Heelkick. Heelkickmovie.com.
Point of clarification. It was a little bit weird that you just brushed the back of my head for no reason. I'm getting through it. I just wanted you to know that's why I stopped and had a little piss shutter. C. Plum McMuffin says, just another dirty resub dollar in the sweaty kind of funny G-string. There's more where that came from. Well, we appreciate that.
So over-sexualized.
Wyatt McTierney, M. Tierney says, Nick and Greg, it'll be a pleasure to see both of you this weekend in Vancouver. I got some sneaky, sneaky planned. Thank you.
Don't kill us, please.
Joe Kennison has subscribed. Zhao Shish says, please make a barbecue t-shirt. I would totally buy that. Well, when Tim gets around to actually caring about this company
again. Yeah, when Tim does some work.
Maybe he'll do that. Grave Robber 445.
Why is it your thing?
Hey, you're on the non-shitting side, so
it's
keep it in check.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Right now I'm on the non-shitting side, but 15 minutes ago
We shit on him all the time.
Do we?
All the time, constantly.
Somebody check the files. I don't think that happens.
No, it happens. Dilly subscribes. K-Porp. Cat-Porp subscribed. Chief Mason subscribed. Chef Mason subscribed. Chris Zorn, PokeDude97 says, saw 2001 and Blade Runner the past 2 days at Alamo. Blade Runner was awesome. It is awesome. 2001 is a beautifully made movie, but it's really hard to watch these days because it's so slow and methodical. I'd be honest with you, it took me 3 sittings to watch it last time I went around because I kept falling asleep.
Did you see the sequel?
I have seen the sequel. Not quite as good.
No.
But still, got a lot of good actors in it, though. Chimp Lusha has subscribed. The Real Tim Shady subscribed for 4 months. Inferno Master says, whoa, love you guys. I got a job that lets me watch every day. Love it. Again, probably shouldn't be watching at the job, but it's great. We love that you're doing it.
I like it.
Pocket Knife Bill has subscribed. OMGLX Sticky 112. Willy Wonka Willy Wonka CF. I'm back for more morning show jokes. You put a little smiley face there. I appreciate that.
These are the jokes.
JPMB0625 says, keep fucking that chicken. We will indeed. Hi, Finn subscribed. IXLLI. Rye Guy is Fly. Husky Dork.
Nick, is that Andy Cortez?
Holy
from Kind of Funny?
Oh.
Where you going? What's up? Are you just hanging out?
I'm just hanging out.
Cool. Get a beer or something.
It's delicious out here.
There's, we don't have any beers. We got Cokes, though.
Get a Coke.
That's crazy. We had so many beers at WrestleMania.
All of them.
Someone's an alcoholic.
Insane.
It's crazy that I can't really remember that video we shot.
Yeah, it's so weird. You smoked a cigarette.
Have you seen it, though?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things from
you
it.
You should watch it, because it's very interesting.
It was a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I watched
you
Cos
several times. Finally. You sure you want to post this? And you're like, I think so.
You're supposed to be the sober one.
Greg, when Greg Miller throws caution to the wind, which is generally every day, it's my favorite part of the day. 100%. Husky Dork, pound
for
pound.
Who am I trying to impress?
The Peace Marker
X. Best friends are best friends.
Garcessicist says, Nick is the ultimate seducer. I appreciate that. Champagne, Daphne, excuse me. Jericho says, motherfuck, 20 fudging seven months.
Jesus, Jericho.
27 months, Jesus Christ. Started at the bottom, now we're here. Crazy, we appreciate your support. Il Risen says, Ma, meatloaf, We want it now. I think that's a reference to the Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
I'm not mistaken. Mom, what is she doing? She's always doing something. Gomer82, subscribed for 19 months. Rady underscore Moon says, one day I'll be that sweet, sweet prize box with like Lou Turbo has won. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. We'll see.
Lou Turbo's won like 4 times, I believe.
We love Lou Turbo. Go
he checks the audio.
That's fair. Gokai Marvel underscore Marvelous subscribe. Roger, excuse me.
Rodego
Prime. You should prop up your prep table on something so you don't have to bend over as much. Your back will thank you. That's a good point of safety tip. Mr. John Slayer subscribed for 19 months. Red Seth has subscribed for 18 months. Says, can I get some ribs? You absolutely can. Edgiest Marlin 09 has subscribed. Donald's has subscribed. Wham Bam, thank you. Sam has subscribed. Roker 7 says, my Persona 5 collection edition got lost in the mail. Hopefully it shows up before the GOG on it. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yowzers 86, Dasm 87. Derek Opalips has subscribed for 2 months. Says, you got that Szechuan sauce on you on those ribs? Question mark?
No, we're just doing the mild barbecue sauce.
Ogrid Conk has subscribed. Woodchuck 1313 has subscribed. And our final subscriber for today is Connorative. For the last 15 months, he has subscribed. We appreciate that. Let's go into sub-only chat take some more questions for Andy Cortez right now. Mods, if you can put us in a sub-only chat, I will try. But recently, my programming hasn't worked. Let's try this. C++ underscore Nick rocks socks. Did that work? Did that work?
Kevin, will you open this up for me?
Such a good coder, dude.
Will you open this up for me?
Such a hacker.
Open the
did you see me code that? C++ underscore Nick Rocksock. The key is that I capitalized the I in my name. And that's where. Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Thank you. Shut it up.
Sorry, Tyson Rhino says, Nick, can Greg talk about Seth Rogen and how him and Kirkman responded yesterday? Imagine Greg gets a small role, question mark. If Greg gets a small role in the Invincible movie, I will eat my hat. Never going to happen. No, I hope you do.
That was awesome, though.
Disease Gecko. Andy, any regrets yet? Oh my God.
So many.
Lots of nights of just crying in my bed.
We've been here 3 nights.
Oh, wait, Greg, going back to that.
Will you dig into my ass and mute me, Andy?
Yeah. Were you super excited yesterday for the Invincible news and how Seth Rogen retweeted you?
When Seth Rogen responded, that was awesome.
That's awesome.
Totally unexpected.
That's great. Nick, give the Patreon guy a butthole. Ha 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 ha. That's what HK Glyphunder says.
The word butthole, and people really like that.
Butthole, guys. Good to see you, Will.
The internet's weird, man. I'm sorry, guys.
Pays the bills.
Default Tanner says that's just inappropriate. Andy, how does Kevin smell? We need a definitive answer.
He smells. I mean, there's a lot of meat smell.
Yeah, you smell like meat, but
okay,
I
think you're just smelling the fucking.
I feel like you smell like that anyway. So.
No, all right.
Josh,
can't count that because that was just bullshit.
He smells like meat. Definitive answer.
Peruvian
Kevin smells
meat.
Like baking, grilling, sizzling Peruvian
some
meat.
Sweet, thick Peruvian meat.
Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
Fucking. Like,
there are worse things to smell like than barbecue ribs.
It's a dense hunk of meat. Yeah.
Let's see. All right, let's take one more question, and then we're going to probably wrap this up so we can
somebody
barbecue.
Somebody asked, can Andy squat in those? Yeah, dog, fucking flexible denim. What's up, dog?
Yeah, that shit has some of that that Lycra in it, that spandex in it, so you can stretch. That's the key to wearing skinny jeans, is you have to let the monster be able to wiggle around a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's got to be some wiggle room in there.
Let the monster wiggle around.
Kevin smells like bongos, says N7 Tank.
No, bongos have like a wood, bamboo kind
let me
of
just,
smell.
Get
out, let
of,
me
here.
Just get
out
there.
Of here. Let me get in there. Okay, last question for chat is from Juggler. Says, Andy, how scared that sexual harassment charge will be read down to this company in the next 6 months are you?
That was my main concern.
It should be a main concern.
Yeah. Still working
that is,
every day.
I mean, that's totally under Kevin's control. The problem is this. Kevin's been working here for going on 3 years almost. We started sexually harassing him day one. Actually, I started sexually harassing when we worked on that Dark Souls things together. So I think at this point, you just like it. And therefore, there's a case to be made for the fact that you just like
There's consent.
Yeah, there's consent there.
Definitely, there's not consent. I want
to
make that clear.
You keep coming to work every day.
I need to get my job done. I need to get paid.
I'm telling you right now, you're consenting to it. As... Let's consult our legal department and HR department.
Okay.
Kevin, are you consenting to it?
No, he's not.
I heard that's right. I
but
heard that's
since
right.
He's never filled out any paperwork, he's not legally an employee.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Unmuted?
You're unmuted.
All right, hey, real quick, everybody. Real quick, quiet. Best friend powwow.
Let's do that with a knife, you know? His head's right there.
Real quick powwow. All right, Nikki, listen.
Yeah, I'm hearing.
We gotta pull it together and act like civilized people. I've put the toilet seat down 3 times today. There's clearly a woman in the office. All be better.
That's all me.
Really? Yeah. Really?
I fucked up.
Man.
I put it down the first time around.
I didn't know there was ever a Let's Play logo on here. Yeah, they like doing that.
All right, that's it for the chat.
Putting the brand everywhere.
That's it, you're done?
Yeah.
But Andy hasn't played his guitar yet.
Oh, Andy, you want to come out and play guitar?
He's scared of it.
Andy! Everybody, Andy has a guitar here. He'd love to play for you. Would you like to see him play? Tell him to play in the chat. Andy.
Andy, would you like some Spangled Bonkos?
No, anything from Queen. Look up anything from Queen.
I'm going to, like, try to improv the Star Spangled Banner. All right. I don't know how to play.
Oh, I'm going
to
just verify it sounds okay.
All right, I'm going to put my mic on you, and I'm done with comments. Everyone, thank you so much for supporting us today. We'll be back tomorrow, of course.
Well, don't leave yet, because we're going to try to get him to play music.
Yeah, I'm going to give him my mic.
Out with some fireworks and
Are you doing Jimi Hendrix's?
Give me a lot of feedback, Kevin.
I'm opening up my chat, so hold on 1 second.
This is gonna be a disaster.
This is gonna sound terrible.
Of course it is.
Do you want me to just keep us out here?
Not even plugged in.
No, you need it, right?
Not even plugged in.
I'm just gonna stand out here and drink Diet Cokes.
Okay.
And relax.
Sorry, Kevin.
Do you wanna sit?
Hold on, give me an epic pose here.
You're great at this. In the grand scheme of things, the people that are awesome, it's like, out of all my friends, like Hunter Pence is really good at baseball. You're right there playing the Star Spangled Banner on rock guitar. Just stop.
Play
You're
something
so
else.
Unbelievably
something else.
Un-American right now. Play something you know how to play.
Like what?
You know Blink 182, you said, right?
I know every Blink 182 song on the planet Earth.
Do it. Give me one. Which one's a good one? Say it ain't so. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Is that Blink 182? Small things, doing some small things. You got small things. He's got medium-sized things. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
That sounds great, man.
Oh my God.
Good job.
What is wrong with us?
We did it.
Do you know anything by? You know AC/DC, right?
There, holy shit!
That's hot.
Thank you, Varsity Blue soundtrack.
Fanta.
We're just jumping in parts of life.
Fanta.
We did it, guys. Good.
That's awesome. I love that you know that.
What Weezer songs do you play?
I could run. Zero.
Say it. Oh shit!
What a disaster!
This is great. No, you gotta keep playing so we can sing along with you.
It's been fun, guys.
Do you know any Green
Day? Why do you keep trying to get out of it? You keep saying this has been fun, like you're leaving. You're not going anywhere, motherfucker. We hired you.
It's called RTX, guys. Green Day. Maybe I know Green Day. I know,
goddamn you good half Japanese girl.
Oh, you're pretty good at guitar, man.
Can you take me higher?
Chad Kroger for president. Is that him?
Nope.
His name is Scott Stapnick, and he's a drug addict, and we need to pray for him.
Okay. Should we pray right now? We apologize for anyone who's
offended. Is there a prayer guitar song? I don't think so. I don't know.
A lot of people are saying no. Please do not play a Creed. Please stop doing what you're doing.
I want to just play the worst 90s songs to annoy you.
That's fine. Let me think. Do you know any Rage Against the Machine? That's a hard one. You'd have to have more of a bass for that. What about Soundgarden or Pearl Jam?
Okay.
Oh, man. This is all something really, like, I could just look up and learn how to play right now.
Yeah. I think we need to start a kind of funny band. That's what I think.
No one else plays
instruments, but I'm sure we could find other people in the community that would come play instruments with us so that we can jam out. You can sing.
The fool?
No, my hand was just going up. I didn't touch you on purpose.
No, I don't trust you.
What? Here, hands on it up. There you go.
You're blowing it to my mouth.
No, I'm just breathing.
You're blowing it to my mouth.
This way forever.
No, it's natural.
I'm trying to sing off my beard.
Okay.
The only thing I'm gonna ask of you, you gotta promise that there's no one I say. When Kevin says stop.
There it is, he knew it! Fuck, he's good!
That's good, man.
Pretty good.
Now let me try. Can I play something?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Do you know how to play a guitar?
I do. I know. Like, sure, so like many good songs.
It's
many subscribers.
It's in D tune right now. It's
like when you put it in subscriber. So like
power chords all day. You can just play whatever the fuck you want. You just hold down like power chords, dude. That's fucking rock.
Damn.
That sounds really cool. No, I don't need to pick. Hold on.
It sounds like when you fuck up
a
Guitar Hero, like
a
sound effect.
It sounds exactly.
What are you trying to play,
Simpson? Polly Wally Doodle. Sounds Polly Wally crappy.
That's a guitar. Yeah, that's a pop.
What's this thing do?
Where's Cool Greg at?
Changes the
voice. I don't know.
He's
responded to messages in a while.
Alright. This guy's dead.
What's that do?
He's all fucked up on the inside.
Volume and tone.
How do you put it in, like, normal? What's like, the guitar normally in?
Oh, yeah, no, it's not good if the battery exploded.
Yeah, no.
Alright, you just gotta do this one by feeling, bro.
Yeah, I got it, don't worry.
It's in D tune, so whatever you're trying to play may not work.
Nope, that's definitely not gonna work. What is a guitar usually, what are normal string guitars?
E, hold on.
Go to, so put me to E, dog. No, don't do that,
That's super easy, dog.
Is it?
What are you talking about? It's super easy. Nick, I've been...
He calls you dog, guys. You're like real musical actors.
There you go. You're in D. You're in standard tuning.
There you go. I just wanted to see if I can remember this. Trying to play extremes more than words.
I knew it.
But goddamn it, I couldn't do it. I can't do it anymore.
Saying I love you. Not the words I want to.
That's all I know. I just know that part, that first
that
part.
That was fucking good, Nick.
Close your eyes. Can you play it right now?
That's all I know. It was like, I can never play guitar because growing up playing trumpet, all I had to use was these three fingers. Okay. And so I can't, like, even Guitar Hero, I'm like, I can't use both hands at the same time. Yeah, I can't do that stuff. And piano never works for me. No, at night you switch off.
Sure.
I'm not, I don't need both. I'm not, like this. That's all I need. Switch, pinky's hard.
God damn it, God, that's awful.
Cool Greg's here, buddy.
Cool Greg!
What's up, guys?
What up, Cool Greg? Cool Greg.
What's up, best friends? There
you go. All right, then. Here, I'll give this back to you. Fucking right. Jam out with your clam out.
That was fun, guys.
Thanks. No, stop saying that.
Yeah.
Do you know any Kenny Loggins?
Dude, I could. I've been editing all morning.
Yeah. Well, that's clearly not a good use of your time. Why don't we learn Kenny Loggins songs and play them while I sing over them?
Look how cool you look.
I do look cool. God, I'm so fat these days, though. We need to do that diet thing. Fat shaming.
We all doing a diet?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a low carb diet.
So we can eat this, though, right?
Yeah, this is good. We can't have the barbecue sauce. Can't have the corn.
Diet starts tomorrow, all right?
That always starts tomorrow, doc. Today I woke up and I was like, I don't feel like doing low carb this week. So I'm gonna get my breakfast sandwich from Starbucks. And it was cheaper than my normal meal in the morning, so I got rewarded for that poor choice.
Look how cool that sounds.
Someone wants you to do Coldplay. Do you know any Coldplay? And she was all yellow. Look at the stars. Look how they shine for her. Remember when everyone was into Coldplay? Like, we were all into Coldplay? And then like a month later, we're like, what the fuck were we thinking? And now we're all closetly secret like Coldplay lovers. Every once in a while, I just get into it. And then...
I know that one riff.
No, stop. Just stop. Just fucking stop. Go back. Give me some AC/DC to wash that fucking bad taste out of my mouth.
I'll play the same song I just
Yeah, did. Do it. Do it one more time. I need Thunderstruck.
To end the show?
Well, do you know, not for those about to rock, we salute you. Long way to the top when you want to rock and roll.
Wonderwall. I've seen a lot of Wonderwall call-outs.
Oh, God.
That's Damn, you know a lot of shit on guitar. How long have you been playing guitar for? Did I ask you that already?
He picked it up on the drive out.
That's awesome, yeah, man. You're really talented. You're like an idiot savant. Which one's this one?
Wonderwall.
Today's gonna be the day when I'm gonna turn the captain's day.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
For like 2-4 hours.
I'm sure you've heard it all, but what?
Remember the time that like school?
Oh
like,
yeah,
had a
school sucks.
This has been fun, guys. This has been fun.
Is your thing that you're gonna keep like saying bye?
That's what he does.
He's gonna keep coming after encores.
What's that? You guys want more?
Iron Man?
Yeah, come on, man. It's easy.
I am Iron Man. Look at me, dudes. Iron Man.
Look, it nailed it. Didn't even need to come
on. Look at you. Good for you.
There we go.
That is not Iron Man. But that's also Black Sabbath. That's great. Isn't it?
It's Crazy Train.
It's Crazy Train.
Is that Sabbath or Ozzy on his own?
I think it's Sabbath.
No, it's Iron Man. Iron Man?
I am Iron Man. Taco. No, now we're just doing that thing that I hate.
Kevin, your chicken's done.
I didn't like chicken.
Kevin, the chicken's done.
Learned it easily.
That wasn't Iron Man, though.
People were saying that's Ozzy. Oh, do you know anything about Guns N' Roses?
Oh, yeah!
God damn! It's so good, he's so talented!
No, there we go.
She's got eyes and it's in the sky. What are you saying?
I'm singing the lyrics.
Fuck.
So, you want the lyrics?
She's got eyes.
Shit. Now you got me thrown off. Like the bluest sky and if they start to rain. Oh, shit.
You caught me in childhood of memories where everything was as fresh as the blue sky.
This shit all the time is fucking...
Whoa, sweet child of mine.
Chords.
You got to hit the chords.
Oh, sweet
child
of mine.
We'll see.
Here's what the concert's going to be. You're going to go up on stage, people are going to yell shit at you, you're going to try to play it for 5 minutes. I'm like, thanks, everyone. After every song, we're like, thanks, guys. Good night.
Thanks, guys. All right, let me try.
And then we just push you back out on stage like, bad time, motherfucker. We didn't plan this show.
Iron Man, like...
Do you want to bring up the chords?
That was
here, I'll bring up the chords for you.
Oh, he got it. That was so good.
There it is.
Fucking Iron Maiden's the shit.
Okay, here we go.
Turn it on. You're playing. You're not playing your camera.
He's
I don't want him to play it anymore. I want him to
be. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah. Does this make sense to you?
What song is that?
Iron Man. Nope, that's not Iron Man.
That's not Iron Man. That's like an old symphonic.
No, it's a... You're good with keeping buzz, motherfucker, right?
Because I loved it.
I'm fine with it. Ask Tim. I mean, it's an ad read.
I'm a basic boy.
I don't see why anybody would care. We're allowed to do whatever we want in those ads. Yeah. And they always say, make them for your audience. And the new Pro Flowers things, I make a whole bunch of B references and then end it saying, buzz, buzz, motherfucker. You got it.
Is that it? Is that what you want? Easy?
There he is. Easy or live or dead. And then there's a...
What is it? So good.
I don't know. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Hey everyone, thanks. It's been a great day. It's been a great day. I want to know how many people are still watching this shit.
X-Men theme? Oh my god. Oh, I do know that song.
Nice. There's 1,500 people still watching this stupid shenanigans show.
I got 17.
Yeah, I'm seeing 1,600. We're either increasing or dropping.
We're dropping. But it's okay. People have better chances to do it.
Consistent for one.
He always gets the best part. And it's so...
There he goes. I don't know.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Lots of confidence here from you guys.
How are we looking on these ribs, Big Cat?
Good show. Good.
Cut. Yeah.
Cut. What's our email?
I know,
Oh my god, I'm so excited because I'm just saying shit at this point.
Yeah.
I'm watching Mozart do that.
That's nice.
Yeah, you like that?
You said Blink-182, right?
Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
Don't tell Scotty! Take the pants off!
All the small things, white caps, caught in his pants.
Jeez!
Call him like you see him. Or don't see him in this case.
Nick, you know, you'll love this.
Right? Yeah, what you got?
I'm just a bachelor.
Oh!
Looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride without ever falling off. Gotta be comfortable. Sex me to my limit.
Girl, if you let me on.
I wanna get on. I'm born in. Let's do it. Riding my pony.
Kind of Funny Live 3, guys.
Come out.
Buy your tickets today.
June 3rd.
Kindoffunny.com/KFL3. Andy will be there playing for you.
Maybe.
Non-stop.
In line. Just while you're waiting in line.
I promise that you won't.
God, that's a great bit, too. You just walk and like Kevin's got the amplifier behind you. Just walk the line.
No, I have the fucking like the belt strap amp.
Okay.
Yeah. So fuck with that, maybe.
Yeah, we definitely
can't
fuck with
that. You can't chant your name, though.
Here's what you gotta do. When people line up, you go around the line, and then someone else just throws cool shit at them. How's that sound?
Cool.
No, we
like
got
blow pops or other shirts. Stuff or shirts or bread, something like you know something.
We get blue baby to do that.
Loaves of bread.
Good. Just hit him with some Oro wheat. Just got hit by some fucking Kinda Funny bread, dog. Get after it.
Oh, I seen pictures of my moon. It's so fucking cool, man. Fuck you.
But I'm the bully.
Yeah, that's true. It's fun. It feels fun to be the bully.
I know, right? It's fun to be bullying people.
Oh, have you learned the Kinda Funny animated show theme song yet? I have the chords for it. I have the sheet music for it actually. It's in my.
Dad, let's go.
Kinda Funny goes to school. So cool. Looking out for each other, except for Kevin, all they do is game over Greggy, the problem
calling left and forth, left
and forth. Oh, the kind of crew. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, people are asking for some Smashing Pumpkins. Do you have any Smashing Pumpkins? Do you know any Oasis?
Oasis? What's one
he already did that. He already did Wonderwall.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, Wonderwall.
What about Smashing Pumpkins?
what's a Smashing Pumpkins song?
Fuck. Greg, give me a special
moment. Today is the greatest day of memory.
All right, you're gonna play this now.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh. This is like really hard.
Holy. It's Stairway to Heaven.
I know.
It's not supposed to be easy.
Jesus.
You just play the top line. Are you supposed to cook ribs all the way through, or can they be like a little pink?
Well, pork in general can be a little pink.
Okay.
Why, you're not comfortable with this pink level?
No, it's fine.
Sounds like a good pork chop.
I can get this. I can't learn
soon,
it right now.
Soon, not now, but soon, eventually.
Yeah.
I want you to go all the way, the whole song, though. Basically, I want the Robert Plant, fucking amazing, or Jimmy Page, amazing Jimmy Page fucking guitar solo in the middle of it.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Yeah, I'll get my haircut tomorrow. You want to come with me and do a dual haircut at my barber?
I do need a haircut, real bad.
There you go, right? Doom, ding, ding.
Boom. We'll get Kevin to play the flute. All right, everyone. Should we round this up? Should we eat?
Damn, I'd want some ribs really bad.
We're going to eat right now, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, we'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you for all your support, your subscriptions, all that jazz. Kevin, if you're in there, cut the feed. If not, I'll walk in and tell you to cut the feed. We love you. We're going to go eat barbecue now.
Good job, man. Okay.
You guys are so bored of us, you're taking pictures of each other. Kevin, let's cut the feed. Cut the feed.
Alright.
We're done.
Do you mute your mic?
No. That's why I'm yelling at you to cut the feed.